Chapter 13. I consider not going. I wrestle with the thought for the better part of an hour. I imagine Fee's and Anne's faces the next time we travel to the realms and Pippa is simply gone. I wonder how the factory fire girls will get on without her. I don't know for certain that this is the right course, but I've promised, and so I must go. I wait until Anne's snoring deepens, and then I sneak down the stairs, hoping I'll not be caught by Bridget, Nightwing, Felicity, or anyone else. Under the shadow of the East Wing skeleton, I put my hand to the secret door. It flares to life, and I steal into the realms by myself, running all the way. Pippa is waiting by the bramble wall. "You came," she says, and I cannot tell whether there is relief or fear in her voice. Perhaps both. "Yes." "Fee will never know," Pippa says, as if reading my mind. We take the path to the garden and the river. I am at a loss as to what I should do. Is there something I should say, a prayer or a spell? If so, I do not know it. So I close my eyes for a moment and say silently, "Please, please help my friend Pippa." A small boat bobs on the river behind a tall bunch of marigolds. We wade through the marshy grass and I pull it to us. Pip picks a marigold and twirls it in her hands. "It's so beautiful here. I forget sometimes." "We can go whenever you are ready," I say gently. She tucks the posy behind her ear. "I'm ready now." We settle ourselves in the rocking boat and push off from the shore. I have ridden to adventure, joy, and danger on this river, but never has my journey been tinged with such melancholy. This is goodbye forever, and though I feel it's right, it's still very hard to let her go. I keep seeing the Pip I knew before, the Pip who called me friend. I steer toward the other side of the river, where the horizon glows the golden orange of sunset. It makes me feel sleep-drunk, as if I am napping in the sun. And then suddenly the boat stops. It will go no further. "Why have we stopped?" "I don't know," I say. I try to push off, to no avail. "I thought you had the power to take souls across," Pippa says, sounding panicked. "I've never done it before. You're the first. I don't think I can take you any further. I think you have to go the rest of the way on your own." Pip's eyes widen. "No, I can't. I can't go in the water. Please, please don't make me." "Yes, you can," I assure her, hoping my voice doesn't betray my nerves. "I'll help you. Here, grab hold of my arms." I ease her into the water and let go. Her skirts billow out like lotus blossoms. "Goodbye, Gemma," she says, moving against the current. Watching her go is like seeing a part of myself vanish, and I have to clamp a hand over my mouth to keep from shouting, "Don't! Come back, please!" The light is swallowing her up. My cheeks are wet with tears. "Goodbye, Pip." With a sudden lurch, she slips below the water. Her hands thrash violently. She pops up, coughing up water, desperate for air. "Gemma!" she screams, terrified. "Help me!" Panic seizes me. Is that what is supposed to happen? But no, I've seen other souls cross without such anguish. "Pip!" I scream. I lean far over the boat. She grabs my hand and I pull her aboard. "Go back," she says, coughing. "Go back!" It isn't until we reach the shore safely and Pippa falls into the garden on her knees that she begins to breathe easily. "What happened?" I say. "I couldn't cross," she cries. "It wouldn't let me." Her eyes are wide with fear. "It wouldn't let me."
"She cannot cross. It's too late."
Gorgon slides into view. Pippa grabs my arm, frantic. "What is she saying?"
"You ate the berries," Gorgon hisses. "Over time they have worked their magic on you and claimed you for the realms. You are one of us now."